March 3rd. Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. When he was ready, he departed from there and went into the region of Tyre and Sidon. He did not want anyone to know where he was, but he could not hide. Immediately a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, came to him, and fell at his feet. She was a Greek, of Syrophoenicia, and begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He was saying to her, "Let the children be fed first, because it is not good to take the bread of the children and to throw it to the little dogs." She answered, "True, Lord, but even the little dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Jesus said, "Because of your statement, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When she arrived at home, she found the child laying on a bed and the demon gone. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Jesus left that place and went into parts of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman from those regions came crying and asking, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely possessed with a demon." However, he answered her not one word, and his disciples came and were asking him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." He answered, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." She came and bowed before him and said, "Lord, help me." He replied, "It is not good to take the bread of the children and to throw it to the little dogs." She said, "True, Lord, but even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus said, "Woman, great is your faith. As you wish, let it be done for you." Her daughter was healed from that hour. Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. He began to teach them, and it was necessary for the Son of Man to suffer many things, to be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, to be killed, and to arise after 3 days. He was announcing these things openly, but Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But Jesus turned and saw his disciples, and rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking about the things of God, but the things of men." Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life because of me and of the gospel will save it. What will a man profit by gaining the whole world and losing his soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes with his holy angels in his Father's glory."